Yeah, well, as Kieran mentioned, the story of the morning, certainly the story dominating the papers here at home today, is the Green List, the list of 15 countries which the government says it's safe to travel to. Malta, Finland, Norway, Italy, Hungary, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Cyprus, Slovakia, Greece, Greenland, Gibraltar, Monaco and also San Marino. The government says safe to travel to these 15 countries, but then again, you're being advised not to go there. Unless it's an essential trip. But if you do go there, you don't have to quarantine for 14 days when you come home. You'd be forgiven for thinking all of this is pretty confusing, because it is, and you're not the only one, because the Irish Examiner too reporting this morning that a row exploded ahead of last night's delayed cabinet meeting at which the list was discussed. Clear tensions emerging between the two parties, and rowing in behind Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar's politically explosive criticism of the government's mixed messaging, Fine Gael ministers have now hit out at the confusion caused in recent days. Speaking to the Irish Examiner this morning, I'm quoting here from the front of the paper, one minister said, "Dealing with the pandemic is about clear communications, and they've made a balls of it. Holding a cabinet meeting at 8 p.m. at night is just stupid. What the Taoiseach said makes sense. What is the point of a green list when the public advice is still do not travel? Things have gotten sloppy," according to this minister speaking to the Irish Examiner this morning. What do you make of all of this? Do you think, do we need a green list when the advice is to stay at home? Will you be travelling to maybe Malta or Finland, Italy, if you fancy Cyprus this summer, when the in the same breath then you've been told don't go anywhere, stay at home for your staycation? Let us know here on Breakfast Briefing this morning, 53106. We're going to stay though with holidays, because the Irish Independent, too, leading this morning with them, state will subsidise your holidays until next spring. This is discount meals, hotel breaks will be available until the start of next summer season. This is under plans now being considered for the government's July stimulus package. The Tourism Minister, Catherine Martin, has insisted that any measures she introduces for the sector should be extended until next spring. And this includes plans for a tax rebate scheme for the likes of hotels and restaurant bills, which is at the centre of the negotiations on the fairly soon to be announced stimulus programme. The staycation subsidy, which we mentioned yesterday, will not be applied to drink, but pubs that serve food will be able to take part. And the Irish Independent too reporting, the Department of Tourism officials are trying to develop an app or an online system which would allow you customers to claim the rebate immediately after you've paid your bill. A number of proposals too also being discussed, including things like putting barcodes, for instance, on bills, which could then be read by your mobile phone or on the app. And to the Minister, Catherine Martin said that nothing had been finalised on how the rebate scheme will operate, but she's insisted that it must be customer friendly. We want to know your view on this morning. So you'll be able to claim a rebate immediately after paying your bill. I'm sure you'll think that's a welcome move. Let us know here on News Talk this morning. You can get us on Twitter as well at BreakfastNT. Now, the Irish Times leads today with Ireland to receive some 1.3 billion. This is part of the EU's COVID-19 response now in the next 2 years, plus a fairly significant share of the special 5 billion euro fund to try and repair the economic damage caused by Brexit. Officials too saying as Irish and EU leaders hailed the unprecedented deal reached in the early hours of yesterday morning in Brussels. The agreement struck by EU leaders after the four days of fairly intense negotiations, that's going to see the EU spend 750 billion as a one-off response to the pandemic, but also settles the EU budget then for the next 7 years, the first without the UK's contribution, and the 750 billion, the COVID-19 response, to be allocated to member states in both the form of grants and in loans. That'll be funded by joint EU borrowing for the first time in what has been seen as a historic step forward for the bloc. We'll have more on that though, as Kieran mentioned, coming up on Breakfast just after 8 o'clock this morning. The tabloids all leading today really with the funeral of Jack Charlton yesterday. Heart of Jackie's Army is the headline in the front of the Star this morning. The Sun leads today with thanks for being you, Jack, and lots of coverage inside the papers too as well this morning. The Examiner's front page too also leading with this 15 million euro fund to try and help students buy laptops and iPads. 10,000 third level students are going to be given money to buy computers, laptops, iPads, other tablets, and also then to try and connect them to the internet so that they can study from home. This is under this plan that's going to be announced today by the Higher Education Minister, Simon Harris. It's a €15 million fund to help students buy the devices, because many third level campuses won't be fully operating, forcing many students to study remotely. And the initiative is also to include a fund of about €150 million for universities and ITs to try and help them kit out their campus so they can operate during the COVID-19 outbreak. Also, just staying with education this morning, interesting study as well inside the Irish Examiner today. One in four parents surveyed, this is by Trinity College in Dublin, feel that their child didn't learn enough during COVID-19 school closures, citing things like poor communication or a lack of time. More than half of all of the 800 parents who took part in this Trinity survey said they were happy with their kids' learning. More than a quarter felt that their child was not continuing to learn enough. And parents of children with disability and those with children in the senior primary classes were more likely to feel that their child isn't learning enough. And there's more on that story inside the Examiner this morning. Were you happy with your children's learning, your kids' learning experience at home during the pandemic? Poor communication, a lack of time, were they problems you faced? We want to hear your views here on News Talk this morning. You can let us know on 53106. Also inside the Irish Independent as well this morning, just staying with education as well, they have a slightly different slant on a separate report that's out this morning regards to children with special needs and those from poor migrant families, because this report from the ESRI says that children with special needs and those from poor or migrant families will suffer the greatest loss of learning as a result of homeschooling during the pandemic. And the study paints a fairly bleak picture of the challenges the lockdown had and is going to continue to have on children and young people's lives for the years to come. There's more on that story, page 8 of the Irish Independent. Also inside the Irish Independent too this morning, additional coroners are to be appointed to help deal with the COVID-19 related deaths and to backlog and other inquests that have arisen due to social distancing regulations. The government has approved a bill brought by the Justice Minister which will allow for the appointment of extra coroners on a temporary basis for up to a 6-month period. Also inside the Irish Independent too this morning, just an interesting story if you are waiting for your driving test, if you're maybe you have somebody in the household that's currently on a provisional licence. Well, delays to driving tests due to the pandemic set to cost provisional licensed drivers a packet, is the story in page 5 of the Independent. Experts said that thousands of drivers on provisional licences will be forced to renew insurance policies for up to €600 each, more than fully licensed drivers. And this is the insurance brokerage Covering a Click.ie. This figures from the Road Safety Authority suggest that 33,000 drivers would have passed their test between March and July, but of course due to COVID-19 the test centres were closed. Just one or two other stories online and inside the papers this morning. The face masks are now fueling an eye makeup boom. Mascara and eyeshadow sales soaring. This is in the Daily Telegraph in the UK this morning. Beauty and cosmetic companies, including My Beauty brand, have reported a 480% increase on their what they describe as their eye paint. I presume they mean their eye makeup since the lockdown. Also, a mask makeup effect is now driving a boom in eye products. Retailers reporting a fairly substantial rise in false eyelashes and mascara. Also, too, face masks, which are to become mandatory in many shops. This story relating to the UK have fully fueled the growth in eye makeup, as it's the only portion of people's faces that will actually be on show. But a 480% increase in eye paint, as they call it, fairly interesting. And two tweezermen said that they've also reported a rise in men's tweezers, an increase of 106%. Women's tweezers, they've shot up by 207%. That story carried out by your research, I should say, carried out by Kantar in the Daily Telegraph today. Just finally, in the Daily Mail, it's an opinion piece, page 38 of the paper this morning. But the chips are down for the Irish spuds, is the headline. Potatoes have been an integral part of the Irish diet since the late 16th century. But in the past two decades, there's been a fairly marked decline, a fall off in consumption, and especially among young people. Today the paper carries lots of different ways in which you can try and get potatoes into your diet. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Now, still to come, Irish people will be able to travel to 15 countries without having to restrict their movements when they return, but then they've been told don't go unless it's essential. We'll have the details.